Hello, my name is Catrice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
What county you live in?
Talladega. Did you say a vaccine? Is that what you said, or testing? I'm sorry.
A testing site.
No, I don't want a vaccine. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you try to call to get pre-registered for the county you live in?
Yep. They make you say, if this is an emergency, call 911, don't they? You have to say that.
I have to, yes, sir.
I know. It's crazy. Our government's falling apart. Everybody's falling apart. Because when you call, it says it already. It says it in the message.
Yes, and they have us.
I wish somebody would give me a job just to fix stupidness. The stupid stuff that everybody's doing. Isn't it crazy? And when
it
you're
is.
When you're one of the sheep, I did it. I worked for the government for a long time in the fire department. It's just like you just shake your head and think that's the stupidest thing, but you got to do it because you want your pension.
Yes, sir. What county you live in?
Talladega. The health department's giving them, but I don't know what you got to do to get one there.
You got
to
pre-register. Then after I pre-register you, you can call them and let them know that your paperwork has been sent to them.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L.
R-A-N-A-D-L?
R-A-N-D-A-L. One L, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L.
What's your last name?
Bearden, B-E-A-R-D-E-N. Bearden.
Phone number?
205-529-3221.
Email address?
bear35124@yahoo.com.
In the county again?
Talladega.
And your age?
58.
Hey, your first name is Randall. Last name is Bearden.
Bearden.
Yeah, Bearden, B-E-A-R-D-E-N.
That's right.
Phone number is 205-529-3221.
Right.
Email address is bear35124@yahoo.com.
Correct.
Thank you for providing me with your information. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available for you at Talladega Health Department. Thank you for calling the COVID appointment line. Enjoy your day.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir, you can.
This is the thing. I'm a fireman. I'm a fire medic.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not active right now. But I have to go and have a procedure done within 6 to 8 weeks in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I will try. I hope that I can get at least one vaccine between now and then. That's what I'm trying to get a vaccine.
Okay, what you do now, since I pre-registered you for Talladega Health Department, sir,
yes.
You can call them and let them know that, hey, I've been pre-registered already, and I'm supposed to be having surgery soon. And my doctor.
Not a surgery. It's just a procedure.
Just let them know you got to go to the doctor.
Okay.
And you need to have this procedure done before you go to the doctor. You rather have a COVID test before you enter the
hospital.
Just a shot.
Yeah. Okay.
So just call Talladega Health Department.
Okay,
and they should further help you.
Are y'all, would you have any knowledge of who? I'll give shots to people. If they need somebody to give shots, I'm happy to give shots. I don't want to get paid for it. I'll do it as a civic duty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the state, if there's a problem with vaccinators,
mm-hmm.
if somebody will sit there, I mean, we could put a force together in no time to do this. I know so many retired medics It's just so easy to do it. I could teach somebody how to give a shot in 20 minutes.
And it's so easy. Yes, it is.
Yeah, anybody can do it. You could take, you could get a freaking prisoner to give shots. It's
yep.
not a big deal. You know, it's really easy. You could have somebody drawing the vaccine up and then showing somebody how to stick. It's just not a big deal.
It's not. I guess folks just scared of the people they shooting, though.
Well, the thing of it is, give me a shot. In 2 weeks, I'll give others. I'll give a shot. It's just so easy. I'm 58. If I have to have a risk factor to help that many people, it's not a big deal. Just give me a vaccine.
So I can help the others. Yes.
Yes. Why can't we? See, we could fix a lot of things, couldn't we?
If we had to say so, we sure can.
I know it, but, you know, look around at everybody that's in charge. I look back now at everybody that got promoted, and it's just like they did stupid things. They weren't
I don't even understand why they do the age group. If it was me, I would just do the house address. Everybody in that house come. This house address, this house address. I don't understand it because at the end of the day, everybody needs the shot.
It is. I can see triaging. I think the front line, it's just, people don't understand battlefield. And what they do is, for, you know how it got, I'm not going to take too much of your time, but look, when, if you're on a battlefield and you go, just like being a medic, if I pulled up on a call and there's three kids laying there, or four kids were laying there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
None of the kids are moving and they're not breathing. And everybody's there trying to save those kids that are not going to survive. They're dead. There's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
There's one person alive. You just step over the kids and go to the woman that survived, and you work on her.
Exactly.
And if you go to a call and somebody's 75 years old and they're not breathing and they've got COVID, you just go to the next one. There's just nothing you can do about it. If they're 24 and they're not breathing and you got five other calls waiting on you, you just got to let them go. That's just the way it is. And
yes, sir.
Our society just can't do that. I can. I did it for years. It's messed up. Well, you're a public servant. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sir.
I wish you well.
I wish you the same.
Thank you.